War has come to Kryn, a war building for centuries as dragons and gods drift into myth and legend. This is the war that will bring an end to it all, or restore what was lost for good. Welcome to Dragonlance, the Thorns of War.
My name is Jet, and I'm playing Saria, and Saria is a High Elf Wizard.
I'm Doug. I'm a human rogue by the name of Zeroth Harkonnen.
I'm Esther, and I play Rowena Rotherwood Ranger.
I'm Jim's friend. I'm playing a cleric named Jimpleton.
Hello, my name is Atropos, and I am playing Grinfid Uthladrin, Salamnic Knight of the Soul.
Where we are, it's about the middle of the day. All of the captives kind of had started running for things, but pretty quickly y'all had things under control. And so some of them had hightailed it down the road where Zeroth's father is waiting. Others have realized that, oh, the bad guys are gone, and stopped and waited around. But y'all are in the midst of this battlefield, and what would you like to do?
I'll suggest to Grinfid that he go escort the people back to town while we loot the castle. All right, great. I'm glad that's covered.
I'll take him saying yes, good idea, from a different episode and just stick it right there.
Perfect.
I guess how much of our family, Rowena and I, are family? I mean, are there a lot of our, I mean, this is our village, I guess, or our community. Is there anybody that we recognize, that we're familiar with, close with, a part of this group, apart from, you know, my father, who I guess is still probably outside of the city, unless he's arrived back inside this at this point?
He's like greeting people on the road just north. Wilk says you're all cousins, and yes, all of you. No, this isn't a huge city, and both of your families were kind of prominent in there, and so you pretty much recognize everyone. Like, these are all people that you knew.
Including your mom.
Yeah, dang!
Zang! Mom, how are you doing?
Oh, thank you. And she'll hug you and notice some, like, grease on your face, and she'll like take in a napkin and try to rub that off. And so everybody's kind of shook up, but otherwise they're doing okay. No injuries, physically at least.
We're gonna send you with one of our trusted companions, Grinfid. He's a knight of Salamnia, and he'll protect you. I think he's gonna bring you back to the city. How far of a journey is it? It's not too crazy, right? We don't have to send them with rations or anything.
It's a day
Day on foot. And so this is a midday. They won't get there today. Half day on horse.
Okay. I guess we'll maybe just find some weapons among the fallen enemies and, you know, equip any of the men or ladies who are well equipped for combat. Just equip them with weapons, and then just make sure they have gold and, you know, enough to get themselves passage to the city. And also maybe a letter we can, well, Grinfid will be there to interpret for them. I mean, Grinfid knows the city leaders that we've been in contact with. So should be able to secure them.
Oh, we can also send one of the Fargabs if we're going to split the party.
Ooh.
Griffin will also remind you, because this just happened yesterday in game time, but it happened like 3 months ago in real life. Griffin will remind you that Bakaris the Elder was going to be leading a charge of soldiers north against the Draconians tomorrow.
So when you say tomorrow, we have time to get there. We have horses, so we can get there faster.
You have horses, yes. The townspeople do not.
Okay, so but we can ride ahead if we want to try to participate in this march to the north. Steel Springs? Do I have that name right?
That's right, yeah.
All right.
I want to see if, like, on the Dragonels, they had some sort of emblem, a red emblem on their armor. I want to see if I'm able to pull it off of their armor.
The Dragonels did not have armor. Did I say that?
You did.
Let me double check that. Okay.
Last time you said they had armor. Maybe they have, like, armor-plated skin.
I'm going to just take a look. Okay, yeah, they do have some armor. You're right. Good job. Good listening. I just right. listened to that episode, too.
Me too.
So they have that red dragon emblem on their armor, as well as the soldiers here. You know, they have simple, you know, like a simple mail, you know, or leather armor, but it does have that symbol on it as well. So you can kind of pry the plate free from the Dragonels. You can, take it from, other people's armor, however you want to. You can do that.
Yeah, I just want one copy of the emblem, but yeah, not their full armor. Does anyone have a breastplate? Any of the dead people?
Yeah, a couple of them do. You can grab that if you'd like.
I would love to swap my armor for a breastplate.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll get rid of my scale mail. It's too heavy.
Okay, sounds good.
I guess when there's a break in the, like when everybody's looking around, I'm going to pull Rowena aside and just kind of maybe get her out of eyeshot, or at least earshot of our present company, and just say, hey, Rowena, I know you heard your mom's name. My dad told me that was actually your mom that was on the side of the enemy, but he seems to be a spellcaster.
Your mama jokes flying back and forth.
Your mom's a traitor.
Hey. You know who sided with the enemy? Your mom.
Your mom was a base traitor.
Okay.
I'm gonna say
I thought she was dead.
I know.
Didn't I think that?
Yeah,
you did think that, yes.
Did you not? You didn't have any. Did you think your dad knows?
I don't know. He told me I grew up thinking she had died. Is he 100% sure?
It sounded like it. I mean, they said they'd seen her and he described her in a way that I never met your mom, obviously, either, but just maybe be ready for that. I don't know. Maybe something to ask your dad next time you see him. I don't know why my dad told me. Your dad didn't tell you. Weird, but anyway. Thought you should know, so you wouldn't be so surprised.
Well, her dad has not seen her.
Yeah, keep your chin up.
Just to clarify, her dad was not there.
Her dad hasn't. Okay.
Did we rest? Because
y'all have not taken a rest. We are like literally within the last a few minutes of the battle.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing I want to discuss, because I mean I've used pretty much all my spell slots, and I would like to maybe spend the night here and make camp here, and maybe rejoin the people that are going to be traveling north in the morning.
Maybe barricade ourselves into the barracks.
Yeah,
because a couple of those guys escaped.
I don't know if we looked around or not.
I haven't been in any of the buildings. Have you?
No.
I don't remember. I don't remember if we investigated anything in
the prison house.
Okay. Can people on the stream hear me?
We just lost the DM.
we can respond anything we want now.
Alright, we now own the castle and we've resurrected all the dead.
Plus 17 Vorpal sword. It's attuned to me only. If anyone else touches it, they die. And the only thing in there was that, I guess I didn't really look. The jail. There's a storage shed over there, there's a stables, and there's a barracks. And four towers.
We should look around. Just investigate, see if we find any clues about who these people are.
Well, I saw one of the guys run into the barracks, so we might be careful when we go in there. We might still be in there.
This sign?
No, the black.
Oh, the black.
Oh, that guy took off. He's gone. Like, he went running down the road.
Oh, so like we saw him, obviously.
And if you didn't, then Zerath's father did.
Okay.
He disappeared out in the woods.
And is he with us now?
Your dad, Alrin, will come. Like, yeah, if the plan is to stay there for the night, then Alrin will bring everybody back. That makes a lot more sense to them, because then they can just travel during the day and not expose themselves in the middle of the night.
Right. So maybe we should just clear the castle for foes before we do a deep search and look for treasures and stuff. Just make sure there's no other enemies here. And then just everybody go to sleep for the night so that we can all get our stuff back and heal and everything. All right.
Okay. All right. I want everyone, I'm assuming that y'all are all kind of searching around.
I certainly am.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to roll and investigate. So as you're kind of hunting around, I'll tell you kind of in general what you're going to find is that it's cleared out. As you're walking around, you do see that they're the original guards of the outpost were killed and their bodies piled up like, you know, outside the walls and down the hill. You kind of catch a glimpse of it as you're walking on the walls from from building to building around there. But there's no one else here besides the Red Dragon Army guards that were there and the prisoners. But you might find things on the way. And so, who's going first?
I rolled 11.
Yeah, I also rolled an 11.
I also rolled
an 11. In fact, I think all of us rolled an 11, except for Rowena.
What did Rowena roll?
A 3.
We found, like, their dirty laundry.
Wilk says, your mama exposes herself in the middle of the night.
It's a good thing I asked for that armor before we rolled investigations.
Right? Okay. So I want y'all to note this. When I was rolling how much money you might find, I rolled 6 categories and I used the D20 on every one. And it's just going to be a straight, you know, this is the coins that you got of this category. These are the rolls that I rolled. 17, 15, 18, 20, 20, 18. So y'all did well on that. Unfortunately, your rolls sucked. So we'll start from the top. Saria, you find 17 steel pieces and 15 silver.
15 silver.
Rowena, with a 3, you found where the dragonelles went to the bathroom.
We could dig through their dumplings and find some treasure.
Zerath, you enter into what is clearly a makeshift headquarters here, like in the administration room. There's a desk there with an unlit lamp. several chairs around, several papers scattered across the table. You kind of glance through them. There, a lot of them are, kind of an inventory of troops, of numbers coming through there, and where they were headed at the time. You notice that a lot of them were heading north. Up into the mountains, up into the wilderness there. There's also a leather bound journal, and you kind of open it and you take a look, and like, there'll just be simple commands in there. And they seem to be, just orders from an officer of, make sure you patrol this area, expect a convoy at this time, and over and over again. Jimbleton, you find 20 silver pieces and 18 copper.
All right. Nothing else interesting?
Nope. More interesting stuff there, but y'all roll terribly. So.
Well, how current is the journal? How what's the most current dates? So this is current information, or how old is the most current info?
Everything written down. It doesn't have like particular dates. It's like today, tomorrow, and so on the latest entry, which was. This morning, expect a scout troop of 20 Baz Draconians.
And I'm pretty sure that they're talking about that actually today, what I know. Or could this have not been entered in for a couple days?
I mean, it looks fresh, but as far as today or 3 days ago, you're not really sure.
Okay, is there any way I can look back through this journal, not to get nitpicky, but to see if like any big corresponding events that I can kind of, even though there's not dates written on the top of every page, can I kind of get a better understanding of like maybe some of the raids on the bigger cities that we are actually a part of or aware of correspond with, like, can I do a little bit of investigation to see what the current status of this journal is?
All right, so you don't have to roll. You don't have to go back very far to see that the attack on blanking on the original town.
Our town with our inn.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Vogler.
No, I also don't know. Yes.
Vogler. Okay, so you don't have to look back very far where the attack on Vogler is noted. Bogler is defeated. Bogler is burned. These groups to be going, east toward Kalamon from Bogler. And so lining up the dates, which, was really a couple of days ago. Yeah, you noticed that the last entry was today.
Okay. So the journal is saying there's going to be a group of 20 scouts from
it says creature. This morning, and it is now afternoon.
And there was a lot of people. Okay. I'm going to show this to the group instead of trying to figure this out in my own brain. Like, I'm trying to figure it out so that I can go like, aha, the group, like, aha, look what I found. But instead I'm like getting frustrated. So I bring the journal out. I'm like, hey guys, check this out. What do you think? I think this entry was today. Look, they sighted Vogler a few days ago. It looks like this is a pretty accurate description. Do you think we dealt with these guys already, or should we get the heck out of here? And I'm going to kind of pass it around, let everybody get a good look at it.
Is there an indication of how many scouts are expected, or how many visitors we're expecting?
20 Baz Draconians.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I feel like we could fortify this place fairly well and just keep watches. I still feel like we definitely need a long rest. I don't want to be out in the open with no spell slots. And I figure if we're going to have to take a rest anyway, we're safer inside this walled fortress than having to camp on the side of the road.
How big of a group are you talking to? Is it just y'all?
I'm assuming no, because I think these are our family and stuff and our friends. So I'm not going to feel as, I guess I'm going to be a little bit more open. But maybe I'm trying to show off a little bit.
Okay. Alryn will say, this morning, yes, there were 20 cloaked figures who came through. They left an hour after they got here.
Oh, well then. Okay, we don't have to worry about them coming in the future. Do we? Yeah. Can we? Why don't we ask? Is there anybody that overheard anything or any other information we can get from the prisoners?
Roll persuasion or something that might work.
Persuasion or something.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to threaten them, that's fine. I didn't want to say that out loud, but.
No, persuasion is fine. 17.
Okay. Yes. So one of the women will say, yes, when I heard two guards talking when they thought we were asleep and said that their focus in the area was going to be Kalamon. It sounded like they were sending most of the troops, troops to the north, to the wasteland.
And would we understand Silver Spring to be the wasteland?
It is north of Kalamon, which is kind of in that direction.
Do we know what they mean by the wasteland?
Is that an
area familiar to us?
Right. So north of the river. It's extremely rocky, extremely mountainous. Nothing grows there. Almost nobody, unless they're herding mountain goats, nobody takes their animals out there. It is just a mound of destruction. It used to be something important before the cataclysm, but the cataclysm just kind of churned up the entire area and made it so it's not very useful. And so it's been kind of classified as a wasteland ever since, just because there's no reason to go there. And so it kind of becomes home for outlaws and bandits and stuff.
Okay. And so what you overheard was that they were headed in that direction. Did they indicate why?
Because Kalamon is going to be the big target.
Okay, so they would have to cross through the wasteland to get to Kalamon.
Yeah, right? So the wasteland is just north of Kalamon and Vogler. It's basically north of the river.
Okay. Well, what do we want to do with that information?
I just think it's weird that they're going north. Like, they're coming up from the south, and they're going to attack from the north, but they're kind of going around it to come all... And it seems like everybody's positioning in the wasteland. So I'm a little bit, like... I guess I'm curious why they're doing that, why they're not just attacking it from the south, since that seems to be where most of their forces are coming from, if I'm not mistaken. Like, flowing up from the south and the southeast... but then it seems like everybody's positioning themselves north. Like, so they're going around Kalamon and Vogler to kind of set up in the wilderness.
I know we said we weren't going to use Roll 20, but I might need a map.
It's like one drawn with crayons. He holds up to the screen.
Okay, so I'm going to start working on one for the stream itself.
Okay.
Okay. Because we're south. We're right now.
That's a really good idea.
We'll watch.
Yeah, we're
keep.
We are south of we just came from Calamon. That's where we were. And then we went south to get to Wheelwatch. I guess what I'm not, I know that both Calamon and Bogler are on the river, and I guess I'm just not remembering where those two cities are in relation to one another.
Yeah.
While they're talking about maps and compass directions and all these town names, I want to say, hey, Tim, this place is pretty big and there's not really anyone here. If you see stuff you want to borrow, you can borrow anything you find here.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I would love if you show me some of the things that you borrow.
I'll get right to it. Glad I could be of service.
That's a really good NPC voice. I'll get right to it. I'm glad I could be of service.
Something need doing?
Yeah. All right. I am covering the entire stream with map. This is going to look terrible on YouTube, but this is going to be good. Okay.
This is helpful.
All right. So let's get down. All right. So what we're seeing right now is wasteland. Mm-hmm. And so this is all just rocky stuff north of Calamon. All right, so I'm going to stroll, and I know there's a delay, so I'm going to scroll down to where Vogler and Calamon are. And you see where this this gulf kind of goes into a river heading west?
Yes.
So a picture of a castle right there at the mouth of the river?
Yes.
That's Calamon.
Okay.
Now a little bit to the left of that is a tiny village on the north side of the river.
Yes.
That is Vogler.
Okay.
All right. So to the south here is on the right side of the on the right side of the Might is where Estwild is, and then but we're kind of on the border between Estwild and in the Calamon region of Salamnia. So okay. we're in this tiny little corner of the larger map.
Okay.
Right here.
So what they're doing is they're coming up and they're kind of circling around to the west of Vogler to go up and then come down?
Right.
Okay.
Can you scroll the map up again?
Absolutely.
So the fact then that Vogler has already been attacked, and then we had scouts that were here at where we currently are this morning, what do we think that means? That reinforcements are coming?
Yeah, they're coming from everywhere. So like prior to this point, like they've been picking off the smaller towns. So like they took out Rowena's hometown in Estwild and mm-hmm. in kind of pushing everybody
into the city.
Of pushing everyone to Vogler. I keep mixing them up. They're kind of pushing everyone to Calamon and then grouping in the wilderness to the north for a larger attack. Calamon is the only walled city in the region. In the region of Nightland. And so like this is a walled outpost, but it's just an outpost. Like they do not have room for a lot of people, but Calamon is a walled city.
Got it. Can you show me where Steel Springs is on the map?
It is. Yeah, it is. Sorry, I lost my stream. Okay. We're going to go back to the river where Calamon is on mm-hmm. the south bank.
Mm-hmm.
So Steel Spring is up in these forests just north of the river.
Where the river kind of branches off and goes in between those trees. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
And just for y'all's references, I will throw maps in our Discord.
Okay.
Just for safekeeping. But yeah, anytime you need it, just let me know.
Okay. Plan that we had heard about to take troops to Steel Springs. Do we like Can you remind us why they thought that's that place specifically? Like, what is there something going on there, or why yes. there?
Yeah, because there's word that there is a grouping of enemy soldiers there, of draconians and goblins there.
Okay. I have a feeling, though, that there's going to be groupings in more than one location.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Here's...
Wilk's got the Dora the Explorer. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the... in my head. And thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that to all of you.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And I tell Wilkes this all the time, but whenever I was in Spanish class, that was one of the things that my teacher used to do is play Dora the Explorer, except in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
And so whenever the songs get stuck in my head, it's the Spanish versions. And so that's why he did that, is because, you know, because whenever I sing it, Soy la mapa, soy la mapa, soy la mapa. Yes. So what do we want to do here? I think that everyone, all of the prisoners should maybe stay here for the night with us. I don't know if going back to town, back to the city is actually the safest thing to do right now.
Agreed. I think we should go to bed right now, actually.
And y'all find a lot of plenty of like mundane weapons to outfit. Like, this is an outpost, so there are weapons here. Y'all are able to arm the score people with you.
Okay.
Yeah, if we can close all the doors up to the place and seal it up, and then... Yeah, just find places to rest, get people settled for the night, food and stuff distributed.
Because I will say, I don't know if I want to leave this place without having taken a long rest.
Yeah, no, 100% agree.
I'm going to close the gates.
Close the gates, gates closed.
Absolutely.
And I know I have not. I don't know if I have like the opposite of that. Let me see.
And that's a good question. Does not permanently unlock it?
Oh, I'll look. It says, no, it's just 10 minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, y'all can lock back the gates easily enough.
I do not have Arcane Lock or whatever it's called. So we can't magically lock them, but...
I'll take first watch.
All right.
With my dad.
Tim comes back to you and goes, Jimbleton, let's see what I found. And he'll kind of lay out several things. One is your socks.
I like the socks he was wearing.
The next one is a necklace of... No, not the ones he's wearing, just some from his pack.
That would be really impressive.
A necklace of worn runestone. It's impressive anyway,
because my pack is like completely wrapped up with rope.
That's true, I remember that.
Specifically so that Tim can't get into it.
So the second thing she pulls out is a necklace of worn rune stones on a brass chain. I'm using the wrong dice, but we're going to keep that because I like it. The next thing is a small wooden box with an inlaid agate cameo of an earth god.
Do I recognize the earth god?
Roll religion. And the final item is a set of bracers.
Okay. I don't recognize the earth god.
Okay.
I rolled a one.
Oh, yeah, you definitely you do not. You
but
do
it's
not
it's plus zero, and it used to be minus one. So I guess level five helped. So bracers, a box,
a
necklace, and my
necklace
socks.
Necklace and your socks.
Do you know what any of these do, Tim?
So the necklace, she'll kind of put it around, it goes here. The bracers, and she'll kind of put them on, go here. And the box, and I open it up and put it on her head, goes here.
Interesting.
They're all pretty nice, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very nice. Can I borrow the bracers and the box and the necklace?
Of course. And she will kind of take them off one at a time and give them to you.
And then I'm going to go over to Saria and say, Saria, do you know what any of these do? if they even do anything. They look, well, Tim thought they were interesting. I certainly think they're out of place. They don't look like normal items, except maybe these bracers. Do the bracers look fancy?
They look nice, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll roll. Can I roll an arcana to check these things out?
Yeah.
16?
16, those braces are, bracers are magical, for sure.
Yeah, these are not normal bracers. I don't really have a use for them, but maybe you do, or maybe someone else does.
I wonder if they're safe.
Jimbleton, do you have inspiration?
No. I used it.
I have identify, and I have two more spell slots left at first level. If you want me to cast identify on them,
take inspiration for getting the NPC to search for the treasures you missed. That was kind of great.
Doesn't identify require you to own a pearl? A pearl of great price.
Own a pearl? Well, yeah. I have.
Wilkes says Captain Planet is the Earth God.
Yes.
Well, I don't know who that is. I rolled a one.
So I thought I had a focus. Oh yeah, I have an orb. I have an arcane focus.
Yeah, okay.
I thought maybe I'm wrong, but I thought the identify spell required a pearl as part of the material components. And it does not get used up. You just have to have it.
If she has an arcane focus, then it will work.
Oh really? I didn't know that. Oh, if you want to use your magical Lunatari enhanced, I wouldn't know that.
Not how Lunatari will enhance, love to know identify that. That I'll touch it and cast it.
All right.
I get to learn. Basically, I get to learn what it is.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay, so these are bracers of archery. While wearing these bracers, you have proficiency with longbow and short bow and gain a +2 bonus to damage rolls on ranged attack made with such weapons.
You might give that to Rowena.
Oh, good idea. Yeah. Hey, Rowena.
Yes?
You should wear these. They'll help you shoot your bow. Painfully.
Oh, really? Well,
painful for the person you're shooting. Not you.
Well, thank you, Jimbleton.
Yeah, Tim found them and Saria is said what they do, so if I'm wrong, it's not my fault.
Okay, I'll accept them. Thank you very much.
All right. You can either put those on your sheet or I will throw that on later.
I forgot to do one thing before we go to sleep. I guess we're still haven't taken our long rest yet, but I was really, is there an armory here? I mean, is there any way, I'm looking for something specific and I'm not expecting it to be here, but I'm looking for handheld crossbows.
Sure.
That's all
let's take a look.
Stuff is, okay.
Do not find any.
Okay.
They have heavy crossbows, but not hand crossbows.
Okay.
Sounds good. You do know that they do have them at the armory back in Kalamon.
Okay.
And you do have, you are able to take what you wish from there.
Okay. All right. So I got to get back. I'll kind of mention that to the group, let them know, like, I'm going to be much more able if I can get these small crossbows. I know they have them at Kalamon. So at some point, I know we need to get rest before we kind of head out in the morning, but I don't know if we've decided on our plans, but maybe we should just get some rest first and then figure it out in the morning. I'm dying right now. Like I think I've been resurrected a couple times.
Did anybody else want to do anything this evening? This evening in game time, not this evening in real life, because we're going to keep going.
Yeah, I want to see the Necklace of Runes. Are the runes in the Dwarven language, the alphabet? I know the alphabet.
The necklace you just got?
Yeah, you said a necklace of worn runes.
Whenever I rolled my arcana, is this right?
Oh, no, this necklace is not magical at all. It is.
Oh, okay. And I have tongues as well, if you want. I have one more first level spell slot and one more third level spell slot. so I can cast tongues. Or I can cast tongues in the morning, but I think I want to do it now before we take our long rest.
I can't read, but I know the alphabet.
Oh, it's spoken language. Tongues only works with spoken language. I don't have the be able to read.
Okay, they look familiar, but they are very worn. Like, and it's not like the necklace is particularly old. It's just, it looks like it's been beaten up, and it was probably of cheap quality to begin with.
Okay. So it might just be like someone's personal belonging rather than an actual item of interest.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
And I can tell you out of character that I rolled it on a trinket chart. So yes, it is.
Okay.
That does not mean that if you don't figure out what it means at some point, I won't put a dungeon there.
But... Right. And then the box, it was empty?
It was empty, yes.
Was it magical?
No, neither the necklace nor that was magical.
I just don't want to put like a box that's going to explode or something on my backpack.
The rune says, I prepared explosive runes this morning.
yeah, that's right. that's it.
Okay, all right. Zaras said you were going to take first watch. Did I understand that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Your dad will be there taking it with you. Is there anything you wanted to talk about or just kind of chat going, oh, that was impressive. I didn't think you were going to take those big lizards down. Y'all were so casual about when I told you that the lizard things were there. And you're like, oh, yeah, we fought many of them. How many of those have you fought? It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna feel a little cold toward my pops now that we're done with the thing. I'm gonna kind of go revert back to my previous a little bit of a rebellious son who left on kind of bad terms. And obviously I feel a little closer to him after this encounter and all we've been through. But I'm not gonna be super. I guess I'm gonna ask him. I'm like, so. I'm going to be pretty reserved, but I'm going to ask him, so what happened? Like, and tell me, is there anything that you could tell me about? Like, when did you know that Rowena's mom, when did you know she was working for them?
Oh, well,
what's going on?
I didn't know what happened to her when she left. Gosh, how long has it been? It's got to be 20 years. I didn't know what happened to her until I saw her yesterday, and she was wearing that armor, full plate. I couldn't tell what she was saying, but people were paying attention to her. But it all started, way before y'all were born. Even as a kid, she was fascinated with the old ways, with the old gods, and fascinated with, she wasn't a nice person. Used people. She was only after power. She was only after her own gain. And, you know, it worked for a while. She married the most important person in town. She had the whole village at her whim, but it wasn't enough. She started collecting artifacts from the old world, even found this altar. And then one day it was all gone, all of it. And she was too. Rowena's dad said that decided to go seek more elsewhere.
And, yeah, I know he never talked about her much growing up.
Well, he couldn't. It was a long time he couldn't see through. But by the end, he could.
We all thought she was dead, though. And that was the story they always said, that she had died in a fire or whatever.
That's the way he wanted it. That's what he wanted us to say. And... I think it seemed easier for Imbert that way.
I'm just concerned for Rowena. I don't really give a damn about Imbert. He didn't always make the right decisions as far as I can see. But Rowena and I, you know, I feel like we're good friends, gone back since childhood. And I feel like this revelation is going to shake her. And I don't know. I just, part of me wants to just get away from here and get away from that. And especially if it's her mom. Are we sure she's evil? I mean, is this sure? Like, do you really trust Imbert on all of this? I feel like if he said she was dead and she wasn't, then I'm already losing some confidence in that. You know what I mean? Like,
I think he meant he knew that she was still alive.
The
adults knew.
Right.
Or whatever.
Okay, my bad.
Right. I knew her. She... Look, if she's changed in the last 20 years, then good for her. If she's the same person, then stay away from her. She's only going to use Rowena to get what she wants.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out, I guess. Anyway, I'll keep watch. If you need to take a nap, I'll keep my eyes peeled.
All right, roll a perception. We'll kind of do all of our roles here. Y'all can take these roles with advantage because people are helping you. But who's going to take second watch?
16.
Very good. All right. Don't see anything. Sorry is next. Is that right? With advantage.
Yes. Gonna.
So that will be a 13.
Okay.
I can go with her.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just do the one roll. That'd be fine. Templeton, you want to do last?
Sure.
Okay. Roll perception with advantage.
12.
Okay. You unfortunately are all dead. So nice. You all wake up with a long rest. Everything was fine during the night, and everybody's getting ready to leave. There are some provisions that they did have here, enough for everybody to, you know, have enough food for the day. Everybody's kind of getting ready to head back. I'm assuming y'all are going to take the papers and journal and all that.
Yes.
Just leave it there.
Of course. No, we're taking it.
Anything else you want to do before heading out?
I think we should seal everything back up before we leave. That way it's not obvious that violence happened here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you don't have another way, it's pretty easy to scale down the walls, from the inside. Wouldn't be a problem.
Cool.
So you're able to do that. So you have a bunch of people, 20 people walk, or 21 people walking. Y'all all have horses. Are y'all all going together, or are y'all going to kind of speed up and try to get back earlier?
I think we should speed up and try to get back earlier, but I think we should task maybe Zeroth's father and maybe some other able-bodied people to make sure everybody gets back safely. But I think we need to go on ahead because there's stuff going down.
Well, that Griffin, we need
to be present for.
Griffin can be with Zeroth's father, with my father.
That's true. Right. Yeah, we could. Yeah, that's true. We could do that.
And these people are armed. We've armed them now.
Yeah, and they're these are hardy folk. They know how to use a sword. Especially with Griffith there, they seem like they can handle it. Anything?
Yeah.
Depending on what a roll. Oh goodness. So I Rowena, let me. Do you have what is your favorite terrain?
Your favorite terrain, and you're as a ranger.
Oh,
you're a ranger, right?
Yes. I think it was like swampy area, or
swamp.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. If I could get you to roll a survival.
Okay. What is that? Survival. 18.
18. Very nice. Okay. You're able to, to make very good time. You kind of remember the path there and kind of know where you can cut some corners and such through the forest and cut some time off your day. And so you are rolling back into the city a little earlier than expected, probably mid to late morning instead of toward noon. As you get to the gate, Zeroth, you're going to see a familiar face there. seemingly looking for you. And you you see River Briarmuse, the young woman who gave you that knife.
Okay.
And she kind of lights up when she sees you and kind of waves at you.
Okay. I'm gonna just kind of nod my head towards her and just keep going. And unless she's really seeming desperate to talk to me, in which case I'll maybe slow down. We're on horseback, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess if she seems really desperate, we'll go up to her, but I'll kind of slow the horse and allow her to approach. If that seems to be her intention.
Yeah. Yeah. So she sees you, you know, wave and then go on your way. She's like, oh, and starts hurrying forward. And so you do see that she is intending to speak with you. And, so she slowed down, and she comes up and she says, you made it. That's good. Did the knife help?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty good. Thank you. River, right?
Yeah, look, something bad is happening. I need to talk to you. Adventures, Dragonlance, Shadows of the Dragon Queen from Wizards of the Coast, and The Test of High Sorcery by Jonathan Fry and Kiana Shaw. We stream this game on the third Sunday of each month at twitch.tv/technofunkform. Theme song by the Technofunkform featuring Blue Velvet. Thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and other music. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them at your gaming table. The Thorns of War is part of the Play Well Network, where you've just been pwned.
Hey, Grandpa, I just can't wait to play GTA 5 online with my new PS5. Can you buy it for me for my birthday?
Well, you know, when I was your age, I had all the time in the world for video games, but no money to buy new ones. That's how I was able to beat the classics, like The Legend of Zelda.
Well, that's great, Grandpa.
Nowadays, I have all the money I need for games. In fact, they've never been easier and cheaper to buy. But, son, your grandpa amassed an entire library of games that he's never played. And now that I'm old, I just don't have the time to play them all.
Okay, Grandpa, I think my squad's getting together, so I've got
to
go.
That's why I listen to The Backlog Breakdown, a podcast about becoming a wise steward of your time while also enjoying video games. Whether it's detailing the strengths and pitfalls of specific games or encouraging you to take stock of your buying habits, The Backlog Breakdown helps me to get the most out of the games that I play.
You know, Christmas is still a few months away, so just forget that I
They're also really good at being bad at brevity.
Did you forget to take your meds this morning?
Pew, 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 pew.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
I was trying to record some sound effects for Tales from the Rusty Speeder.
Well, why are you using your face to make the sound effects?
Well, I mean, you know, like there's a lot of like resources and stuff online, but this stuff costs money. We don't have any money.
Oh, wait a second. We rely on viewer support through Patreon or something to get money for the show. That all makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And if our listeners would like to support us, they could go over to patreon.com/technofunkboy and contribute an amount that we're going to reinvest in the show and make it sound even better.
Yeah, because your face is not sounding as good as it could.
Well, how does your pew pew sound?
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, dang, that's good.